factors that lead to that, and I won't reiterate the points that Steve's made, so I'll go into a bit more detail in terms of the financial position that the Trust finds itself in. In terms of the issues that have already been raised, just to provide a bit more detail, on income, our adverse variance between NHS England contract income and non-North West London CCGs, clinical commissioning groups, is around £4.3 million. We have a block contract arrangement with North West London CCG, and therefore our inability to appropriately code income is not impacting on that particular issue. But there's £4.3 million which we need to assume at this point in time is at risk. There is work that's underway in terms of discussion with each of those commissioners looking to extend the freeze date, and what that means is the period by which we have to accurately submit data relating to the activity and the number of patients that we've treated. And discussions are ongoing both with NHS England and with North West London CCG as our host commissioner, even though this doesn't impact on the activity relating to their patients and their populations. Our cost improvement plans are behind track by around £6.7 million, and that's 65%, which is significant. And that compares last year with only £4.4 million at the end of the year, so a significant deterioration in the delivery on cost improvement programmes. As Chief Operating Officer referred to, we have put in place a new programme at Quest, Quality and Efficiency Support Team, a number of individuals drawn from across the organisation who will both look at the delivery of CIPs in the current year and determine how we can get the cost improvement programme back on track, and also crucially ensure that we have a comprehensive and sustainable cost improvement programme going forward for 3 to 5 years, which is one of the key component parts of our long-term financial model as we look to Foundation Trust authorisation. And we expect to put in place that team within the next 2 to 3 weeks, and we've already discussed with some of the key individuals about taking that role on. In terms of expenditure, our expenditure position across all of the divisions and even the corporate areas is significantly adverse to plan. Across the piece, both in terms of pay and to some extent non-pay, we've seen significant expenditure. Our prime focus is on how we control expenditure on bank and agency staffing. So there are two aspects to this, two predominant ones. One is nurse bank and agency, and we have put in place a number of additional controls and also a number of processes to understand the increase in bank and agency expenditure at the same time as we've actually increased the substantive number of nurses that are employed within the organisation, and that will kick off tomorrow with the governance panel that was referred to earlier. Controls have been put in place across the divisional position such that at each of those bank and agency shifts is reviewed and signed off at divisional level, and that's an additional level of control that we've put in place in the last 2 to 3 weeks. So we expect confidently to see a significant improvement in run rate across the organisation. We've also looked at non-pay expenditure. Although non-pay is largely tracking to the plan position, there are always areas where we can look at improvements on non-pay expenditure, and therefore discretionary expenditure is signed off by either the Chief Executive Officer or myself, and we're bearing down on all discretionary expenditure so that the Trust focuses on exactly what it has to do to deliver high quality care, to ensure that we meet our performance standards, and to ensure that we deliver the financial position. I must stress that at this point in time, our position is that we forecast that we will deliver the financial position by the year end. That is an £11.2 million surplus at year end. And despite the adverse variance that we have at quarter one, everybody across the executive team and across the corporate functions within the organisation is galvanised to ensure that we deliver that financial position and that we get back on track, if not in month four, then certainly in month five, once we've had an opportunity for all the changes that we've put in place to work their way through the organisation. I'm very happy to take any questions from the board on any aspect of the report. Thank you.
Staff costs represent what percentage of expenditure?
61%.
Can I just briefly ask on the cost improvement plans falling behind schedule, is this a timing problem, or is this an issue where our plans were not being able to realise what we thought we'd be able to realise? To what extent is this money lost, or to what extent is this money delayed?
It's a combination of the two. So we do know that there are a number of cost improvement programmes which will kick in at a later point in the year. So for example, the hotel services tender, which is on the agenda, will see a significant reduction in expenditure while maintaining the same levels of quality across the organisation. And we're also looking at a managed maintenance service, for example. So there are two examples of issues that will kick in later in the year. It has to be said, however, that in terms of the cost improvement programmes that have been proposed by the divisions, that we are behind track on those. In some respects, that relates to income-based cost improvements. Some of those income-based cost improvements will not now deliver in the current year because of the nature of contractual arrangements. So where we have a block contract or a fixed income agreement with Northwest London Clinical Commission groups, there is no opportunity for us to grow income. So those have been taken out of the cost improvement programme, and that's led to deterioration in the delivery today. At the same time, at least one, possibly two divisions have unidentified cost improvements, and we're working with them to come up with additional schemes. The default position is that we need to look at the expenditure position. So the expenditure level that we've got in the current year is based on the delivery of cost improvement. If cost improvement isn't happening, we need to look at the expenditure and determine to what extent that needs to continue and to what extent that can be reduced or improved going forward.